Greetings, saints. Many blessings to you. Thank you for joining us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. Father, we ask you to bless us with discernment and wisdom today, Lord. There's obviously a civil war going on, and I think a lot of people don't know it. But we know how it's going to end, and you told us. And we know how it's going to be fought, and you told us that. So we ask you in Jesus' name, Father, to help us today. Bring forth wisdom and direction today in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, I'm going to continue with Death to Resurrection, Part 3. And we're going to call this, after a revelation in Part 2, called Everything Will Change. Actually, that was a statement made by the Lord. And as we saw in Part 2, the Lord said, quote, everything will change, unquote. When people refuse to get rid of the leaven of sin in their lives during the 7 days of unleavened bread, which ends April the 16th, 2020. And after the end of the 7 days of unleavened bread in Exodus 12 through 14, the Israelites were at the Red Sea. Now, we've been expecting the Red Sea, and I believe we just saw the foundation of it being fulfilled, because, as I said, on the 16th, after the 16th, they were to arrive at the Red Sea. And where, of course, a great destruction came on the Egyptians, who persecuted those who were under the blood of the Lamb, who represents Jesus Christ. The great persecution. That they intended to do again was turned back on their own heads. The Egyptians were against God and thought to kill his people, like Haman and in Esther and Sennacherib at Jerusalem and northern army of Joel 2 at Jerusalem and the three armies that came against Jehoshaphat at Jerusalem, all came to destroy, had a plan to destroy, had overwhelming people to destroy. But in these cases, which God has given to us as parables, God turned it upon their own heads in every one of these cases. And this is a lesson for the Babylonish deep state faction and their religious factious equivalent that will bring their destruction. Sadly, those who are not under the Passover blood of the Lamb because of the leaven of sin will end up going with them. We've shared 7 simple steps to be immune from plagues or pestilences by the blood of Jesus. I'll put a link in this text there to remind you of this. What's coming is far worse than what has come. We know that according to this parable, it's the Red Sea that's coming. Now, Egypt took a lot of licks spoken through the prophet Moses. But it wasn't as bad as the last one. The last one decimated their army and gave them essentially no kingdom. And the invaders from all around, you know, came in to come against them after that. The Red Sea destruction will involve the plagues, pestilences that the Father showed us would be sprayed from the sky by chemtrail planes, which has been done at least twice that we have been told. And the spraying that is coming now will be worse, and I believe it will kill many people. A combination of plagues seems to be showing up at this time, which is kind of amazing. Everybody's got their attention on one plague, but there are others popping up. and this, I don't think, is an accident. I believe it was planned that way. So this, what we're seeing is a covert civil war that's going on right now and may get a lot worse with the anarchists around the country working for the deep state. And as we saw in part two, President Trump's military has been invading and destroying the extensive underground tunnels and cities of the deep state and arresting their criminals or killing them. And delivering the human trafficked children and women by the thousands. Last I heard, it was something like 35,000. The deep state Satanists brought these plagues to destroy our food and overthrow our democratic process to install their communist regimes. And these Judases, after destroying their own people, as God brings their curse upon their own heads, will be destroyed as Judas was, and as the enemies in the other biblical scenarios that we just mentioned. So I want to examine something else here, which makes me know, not sure I can convince everybody else, but it makes me know that these plagues are being sprayed to infect the food and food animals and to infect humans. We'll just look at a few of them here. And our thanks to Eve and Leon and John David for some of these links. Others I dug up. First of all, I want to say that in China, the livestock, poultry, pets, etc., were destroyed when they found out that COVID-19 was spreading from them to humans. Huh. Well, now they're saying over here that they've got no evidence of that. Well, I'm so sorry. I don't believe that. Is there some reason why some think that this can happen there and not here? I don't see it. I don't understand it. Why would, for instance, disconnected meat and poultry plants have the same problem? Employees coming down with COVID-19 far above what would be considered normal, unless it's being sprayed on the animals from the air and then infecting the workers. We were told it would be sprayed in dreams and visions and words from the Lord. So I'm just going to look at a few articles here and just point out some things. Did you know that COVID-19 previously was called NCOV-19? My question is, did they change the name to confuse someone who wants to research this? Well, that's what they did with Planet X. They kept changing their name that they used for it so that it was very hard to track down what's really going on. Okay, I'm going to look at this article here. This is Coronaviruses, National Foundation of for Infectious Diseases. I'll read a little piece of that for you. Coronaviruses are a large group of viruses that cause diseases in animals and humans. Well, there you go. They often circulate among camels, cats, bats, and sometimes evolve and infect people. Yes, so they admit this, although if you go to the coronavirus site, they say there's no evidence for this. But that's not true. In animals, coronaviruses can cause diarrhea in cows and pigs and upper respiratory disease in chickens. In humans, the viruses can cause mild respiratory infections like the common cold, but can lead to serious illnesses like pneumonia. Coronaviruses are named for their crown-like spikes on their surface. Human coronaviruses were first identified in the mid-1960s, and they are closely monitored by public health officials. Novel coronavirus, as they call it, COVID-19, a novel coronavirus, previously referred to as 2019 nCoV, so they did change the name of it when this came along. For what purpose? Again, it doesn't, on the internet, of course, doesn't bring up things that you would want to bring up if you knew they were the same thing. Emerged in a seafood and poultry market in the Chinese city of Wuhan in 2019. Cases have been detected in most countries worldwide, and on March 11, 2020, the World Health Organization characterized the outbreak as pandemic. Of course, it took them a long time to do that, and we know whose side they're on. They're infected with the deep state. Human-to-human transmission occurs through close contact. Let's see if I want to read any more. And then they mention other diseases similar, MERS, SARS, you know, and the symptoms, you know, which are pretty much the same in most cases. So I'm going to go to something else here. I wanted to point out to you that they did change that. And, okay, meat processors are shutting down plants, and many workers are catching COVID-19. What's the chances that some disconnected processing plants, the workers would be doing this? I mean, it's not a personal connection, so why are the animals, I'm guessing, the animals are infecting these people who are dissecting them, and I don't see how to get around it. So I'll just read this article to you, a little bit of it anyway. Meat processing plants suspend operations after workers fall ill. Yeah, what's the connection, and why does it all happen at the same time, and how could it go from plant to plant when they're spread out through the country, unless it's spread by the air? Yeah. Several meat processing plants around the U.S. are sitting idle this week because workers have been infected with the coronavirus. Tyson Foods, which, by the way, has a really shady background with the Clintons and so on and so forth, everybody knows about. Tyson Foods, one of the country's biggest meat processors, says it suspended operations in its pork plant in Columbus Junction, Iowa, after more than two dozen workers got sick with COVID-19. National Beef Packing stopped slaughtering cattle at another Iowa plant, and JBS USA shut down work at a beef plant in Pennsylvania. Well, what is going on here? And why are the workers catching COVID-19 above, way above the average of the rest of the people who work close together in some cases, you know? Why is this? Unless it's been sprayed. Why is it all happening at one time? Unless it's been sprayed from the air and is in the animals and the humans are catching it. And then they decide, oh, it's in the animals, just like they did in Wuhan, you know. So we've got to kill the animals, etc. Okay, no, I don't understand why anybody's not pointing this out, you know. So, I mean, I know that this virus started with the deep state and that they're able to spray many, many viruses out there. Reading on, most farms and food companies are continuing to operate during the COVID-19 pandemic. There's concern that the coronavirus could spread among workers doing some of the most labor-intensive jobs, including meat processing. Well, why? Aren't they catching it from the meat? And the reason they're all coming down, all these plants are coming down at the same time, is it not because they're being sprayed from the air? The only common, you know, denominator here? Christine McCracken, a top meat industry analyst with Rabo Research Food and Agribusiness, told NPR via email that these plants closing aren't yet having a significant impact in the overall supply of meat to consumers. How can that possibly be? I mean, if you consider the whole article, which she may be talking about an individual plant, but how could that possibly be? And why are they doing this? Why are they doing this? They're doing this, again, to overthrow this administration, point the finger at them, which they've been doing constantly, and even though it's very hard for them to get away with it because the facts are contrary to what they say, because they want to put in their communist regimes and take over America. But there's increasing concern in the industry about worker shortages. Worker shortages, okay. Most processors I work with have seen a significant increase in absenteeism, McCracken wrote. Whether that is due to actual COVID-19 issues, child care issues with the closure of schools, or even fear of contracting the disease, it is unclear. In some cases, the decline is available in available workers is severe. Severe. How can this be? What is the common denominator here? Okay. You know, the CDC has been a deep state entity, and they are the ones that are inventing these diseases, and they're supposed to be just, you know, learning how to treat the disease and protect America with the disease, but they are inventing these diseases. And the common denominator is there, you know. Don't trust the people around President Trump. I don't think he trusts them either. I think, you know, he's totally come against them several times, but I think he's keeping them close because they need information from them. They need to know what they're thinking because that's what the deep state is thinking. And they need to, you know, have let them have communication so that they can pick that up and so on. That's what I think he's doing it. President Trump is a very smart man. I'm sure he knows who these people are. In a statement released Monday, Tyson Foods said that it is taking a variety of measures to reduce the risk of infection. The company is buying protective face coverings for employees. No, that won't work either. I mean, this is more fakery. I think they have to know that that won't work because that's not where it's coming from. Increasing the spacing or erecting dividers between workers inside the plants. They want to keep them going as long as they can go, and even if they might be infecting other people with what they're sending out there as a product. And setting up tents or outdoor spaces for employees to use during breaks. And in some cases, these measures are slowing down production. Yeah, a handful of workers at a JBS plant in Greenlee, Colorado, have tested positive for the coronavirus, according to the Greenlee Tribune. Hundreds of workers didn't show up for work on Monday in protest of the lack of protections for workers. Now, why did they protest that? Well, because they were getting the disease. Sure. McCracken said meat processors are trying to prepare for worker shortages by hiring more employees and by cross-training existing employees to do additional jobs, but that the companies have had limited success with these measures. Well, I would think so if the if the disease is not actually coming from that, right? Okay, let me try another one here. Yeah, Smithfield Foods, the world's biggest pork processor, shutting U.S. pork plant indefinitely due to a rash of coronavirus cases among employees. Why are the employees who are handling the animals having such a problem? Okay, let's read a little bit of that. Chicago, Reuters, Smithfield Foods, the world's biggest pork processor, said on Sunday that it will shut a U.S. plant indefinitely due to a rash of coronavirus cases among employees and warned the country was moving perilously close to the edge if supplies in supplies for grocers. Yes. Slaughterhouse shutdowns are disrupting the U.S. food supply chain, crimping the availability of meat at retail stores and leaving farmers without outlets for their livestock. Smithfield extended the closure of its Sioux Falls, South Dakota plant after initially saying it would idle temporarily for cleaning. The facility is one of the nation's largest pork processing facilities, representing 4% to 5% of the U.S. pork production, according to the company. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem said on Saturday that 238 Smithfield employees had active cases of the new coronavirus, accounting for 55% of the state's total. Oh, my goodness. What could they find there that would cause them all to have this disease? Animals. Noem and the mayor of Sioux Falls had recommended the company shut the plant, which has about 3,700 workers, for at least 2 weeks. I don't suspect that will help. I bet you it won't. It's impossible to keep our grocery store stocked if our plants are not running, Smithfield Chief Executive Ken Sullivan said in a statement on Sunday. These facility closures will also have severe, perhaps disastrous, repercussions for many in the supply chain, first and foremost our nation's livestock farmers. They just don't want to go out there and do a wholesale killing like the Chinese did. After the Chinese, when it got really bad, the Chinese decided, and they went in there and they killed, or they, you know, backed away from so that they died animals that were supposed to be fed. They did it in different manners, you know, but they did wipe out their food supply because they thought it was such a desperate situation to keep the people alive, you know. Smithfield said it will resume operations in Sioux Falls after further direction from local, state, and federal officials. The company will pay employees for the next 2 weeks, according to the statement. The company has been running its plants to supply U.S. consumers during the outbreak, Sullivan said. We have a stark choice as a nation. We are either going to produce food or not. Even in the face of COVID-19, he said. What they suspect is, since the overwhelming majority of COVID-19 is the S strain and not nearly so deadly as the L strain, which is the way it started out, that most people will eventually get inoculated by catching the disease and passing it on. And so on. So a lot of people are saying, hey, let's don't do all this. Let's just go back to work and it'll sort out. Some people and others it won't. Other major U.S. meat and poultry processors, including Tyson Foods, etc., Cargill Incorporated, JBS, have already idle plants in other states. Yep. Kind of interesting. But I think you're getting my point here. And why is this showing up now? Pig coronavirus potentially harmful to humans. Okay, let me read that one to you. Why is this showing up now? Not that it's the same COVID-19, but where did it come from? It's very close to COVID-19. Scientists are concerned that a recently discovered coronavirus could emerge to cause outbreaks in humans. The virus, porcine delta coronavirus, PD-COV, was first identified in 2012 in Chinese pigs and later caused an outbreak of diarrhea in pigs in Ohio, according to a news release. The disease is potentially fatal. Writing in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences of the United States of America, researchers from the Ohio State University and Utrecht University in the Netherlands reported that PD-COV is capable of infecting humans, cats, and chicken cells in a lab. By showing for the first time that the virus could bind to the receptor in human cells, the researchers said they demonstrated the ability for cross-species transmission. Okay. So why is this showing up at this time? I know we've had an outbreak of it in the past, but why is it coming up now, too? You know? From that point, it's just a matter of whether it can replicate within the cells and cause disease in those animals and humans. Scott Kenny, PhD, assistant professor and researcher in the Ohio State University College of Veterinary Medicine, said in the release, coronaviruses are a frequent cause of mild or moderate upper respiratory tract illnesses in humans and occasionally cause more serious lower respiratory tract infections like pneumonia or bronchitis, according to the CDC. Two coronaviruses, SARS and MERS, have emerged from animal hosts, and now this one we got now, this century to cause deadly outbreaks in humans. PD-COV is a delta coronavirus, one of the four main subgroups of coronaviruses, and is most closely related to a sparrow coronavirus. And let's see if I want to read on. Okay, I'm going to go on to something else here. So, why is that showing up now? And here's what poultry owners need to know about chickens and the coronavirus. This is Homestead, Bangor Daily News, BDN, Maine. And here's a quote from it. I don't think I'll go to the article, but I'll share this quote with you. The current virus is a new version of a common strain that can cause cold-like symptoms in people or animals. It originated in Wuhan, China, and may have spread from animals, including chickens, pigs, and bats. Well, if it happened there, why can't it happen here with the same disease? And since it's commonly coming out across the country and not seemingly growing from one area to another, could it be sprayed on the animals from the air? And why would we not have to do the same thing that the Chinese did in order to stop this? Or are greedy merchants more thinking that we'll just live through it? Because the majority of people will. But they want their money. Okay. Here's one. U.S. poultry are suddenly staring down their own deadly virus. Is there a coincidence that this is happening now? Avian flu is said to come from the sky in one of these articles. Here, let me read this one to you. Um, as humans around the world scramble to best a pandemic caused by a new coronavirus, a separate virus has emerged that could wreak havoc on another population of creatures. Why? Why is it popping up now? Is it because we're getting a soup of these things sprayed? I think so, because the Lord told us way back 2.5 years ago when we started sharing that the Lord told us and showed us in dreams and visions that they were going to spray this out of the sky. Recently, I had another vision that 2 out of 6 chemtrail planes were spraying poison. Okay. And the U.S. Department of Agriculture this week confirmed the presence of an infectious and fatal strain of avian influenza in a commercial turkey flock in Chesterfield County, South Carolina. State officials quarantined the affected premises, and the birds on the property were depopulated to prevent the spread of the disease. Why they depopulated them? Did they kill them? The department said in a statement indicating politely the birds were killed en masse. There it is. I thought I saw it in there somewhere. The detection of the virus was the first of its kind in several years. You see, why is it popping up now? And any U.S. farmer who remembers the last outbreak of bird flu knows the implications could be massive if the problem is left unattended, meaning you've got to wipe out the ones that have it before they spread it, because it spreads pretty bad. More than 50 million chickens and turkeys across 15 states were killed between December 2014 and June 2015 in an attempt to stop the spread of the virus. It was a devastating period for the poultry industry, as some 30 countries banned U.S. chicken and turkey products to avoid accidental transmission. While bird flu is generally not a threat to humans, it is a nightmare for farmers, as it can strike seemingly at random, sometimes from the sky. It's often transmitted by falcons to migratory birds who defecate mid-flight over farms, and it can also be tracked onto farms and into barns, on the tires of trucks or boots of farm workers, and once one bird gets sick, the entire flock is at risk. The economic implications can be huge. In 2015, U.S. broiler chicken exports were $1.1 billion lower than in 2014. A 26% decrease. Export revenue fell 13% for eggs and 23% for turkeys. So anyway, I'm going to go on. But you're getting what I'm saying here. This is an attack. It's an attack by the deep state, as we were told 2.7 years ago. And we told everybody. I've sent 3 different emails to President Trump to speak to him about different things causing this, and that it is being sprayed, etc. Funny thing was, a couple of weeks ago, he was talking about the next couple of weeks, how he was kind of sad because a lot of people are going to die, he said. Wonder what he knows. Dumping beef. Here's one. This is a Twitter comment, and then I'll share something after that. Why can't we declare a national disaster and local processing plants run to full capacity, and we sell across state lines? We do realize that we're about in a position where we will have to start dumping beef, just like the milk, because they are dumping milk. And if we let the big four packer monopoly have a say, and it continues, I'm not going to read any more of it, worried about the dumping of the beef. Here's another one. Butchers forced to give away, throw out piles of meat for essential business. mixed messages. Okay, well, you never know the truth. They don't want to tell you the truth, so they give different reasons why this happened or that happened. Piles of meat could be heading to the tip after butchers were told last minute that they would be able to open on Thursday, New Zealand's first day of COVID-19 lockdown. The list of essential businesses was confirmed late on Wednesday, leaving many caught out and still confused. Well, I think sometimes these confusions are man-made. I'm running out of time, so I'm going to skip on down. Now, let me say, did these people know something about what was coming and invested in fake meat? Here's a long list of articles how Tyson has been investing very deeply in fake meat. I'm not going to read those to you, but I'll leave it here for you to look at. What did they know? And there seems to be other things like this, too. I'll mention another one in a moment. Here's one. Dairy farmers told to dump milk, quit their business, and sell cows outside their co-op. Okay, I'll share this one with you, a piece of it anyway. Here is the full letter. This is from Ice Age Farmer. Here's a full letter including the qualification that cows must be sold off within the week by April the 15th to someone outside the co-op. How quickly can you gut a nation's food supply is his question. And there he's got the article there. I can't read it. It's not really clear. But he's giving the proof there. I have to get closer, to real close to see it. Good. Okay. And here's another one. Did they know that this was coming with all these attempts at alternative milk? Now they're pushing cockroach milk. Yes, I said cockroach milk. I don't think they're milking cockroaches, but I think they're getting the milk from the cockroaches. Anyway, in an internal team of scientists from the U.S., Japan, and Canada, France, and India are pleased to say that the milk protein crystals found in cockroaches are, in fact, a fantastic protein supplement. Never guess that they actually carry a lot of disease. What are they going to do about that? Much ado is made about the metaphorical milk of human kindness, but in the not-so-distant future, we're going to be hearing a hell of a lot more about the literal milk of cockroach persistence. After all, few things beat the refreshing tang of some freshly harvested cockroach milk, earnestly enjoyed after a hard day's work. Well, okay. An international team of scientists from the U.S., Japan, Canada, France, and India are pleased to say that the milk protein crystals found in the cockroaches are, in fact, fantastic protein supplement. The idea for the research began a decade ago when Nathan Cousins, a young researcher at the University of Iowa, noticed shiny crystals spilling out of a roach's gut. He just had to learn more, and who could blame him? I mean, we're told to immediately upon hearing that cockroaches even have a gut, let alone crystals growing from said gut. Well, can you imagine? I mean, if diseases can get away from these places and so on, you know, what can billions and billions of cockroaches do if they're loosed to go around the country? What if they let them go, you know, like the diseases that they carry? This is crazy. I mean, there's all kinds of nutty ideas. Why are they looking for an alternative? Well, and here's one. Shay Myers, can't move millions of onions, acres of onions dumped. And, of course, he had a video here showing you this. It was acres and acres of nice size, really good size onions, about 3 to 4 feet deep. And he's complaining. And he's saying it's that his dump is just one up and down the place where he was. So can COVID-19 infect crops that have to be destroyed with excuses so we don't scare the populace? John David Fagan sent this article here. He said, contrived food scarcity and desperation, he calls it. These two stories seem to contradict with each other to the extent that this is almost certainly contrived. If this continues, it's just a matter of time when we will see revelation prices for food, a day's wages for a loaf of bread, if you even have a job. They'll become reality. This could become real life Mad Max in an instant, and not just locally. Farmers were told to quit farming, many given until April 15th to sell all dairy cows, must dump milk, let crops rot, cannot donate to food banks. And, of course, the farmer's saying that he can't get them into the food banks, but I've got an article here that says that the food banks are starving to death. They need some supplies, you know, with all the people coming to them. Let the crops rot, cannot donate them to food banks, etc. At the same time, they are promoting drinking cockroach milk and fake meat rather than real milk and meat. I suppose cockroach milk comes from ground-up cockroaches. Well, he might be a little bit wrong with that. I don't know. What kind of labor do you need to dissect a cockroach and get these crystals out? I don't know. As in the case with nut milks coming from ground-up nuts and water, this is deliberately destroying the food supply mechanism here. The green agenda. The ranches are not to come back online when it's over. Yep, and there's a video here for that, and it's pretty interesting. He's showing you an amazing picture there. Okay, here's one about the food banks. Food bank in trouble. Donations from supermarkets and farmers drying up as demand from hungry people increases. Now, let me say this. If they're destroying food when the food banks are begging for food, is there something wrong with the food that they're not telling us? Because they don't want panic to go throughout the nation. They usually keep stuff like this quiet, just like the Chinese did. Well, I would say, yeah. I mean, any normal mind, I think, would come up with something like this. Coronavirus creates food insecurity across the country. There's a video there. In an average month, Brian Barks, the CEO of Food Bank for the Heartland, spends about $73,000 buying food to distribute to people in need across Nebraska and western Iowa. Well, if they're paying that much for them, why would a farmer dump them out on the open ground to rot? If they're paying for it and they can't get enough of it, is there something wrong with it? Did it get sprayed? Just asking a question. I don't know. Last month, as the coronavirus was spreading across the U.S., he spent $675,000. That's a nearly tenfold increase because Food Bank for the Heartland, like food banks and pantries across the country, is facing a steep drop-off in the bread and butter of its operations, food donated by supermarkets and farms. The grocery stores, as we've seen across the country, the shelves are getting bare, Bark said. They don't have extra to hand out to food, so it can't make it on the grocery shelves for some reason. It's got to rot in the field, and it can't even make it to the food pantries. It's got to rot in the field, and the farmers don't get any money for it when it does that, but here's people offering money for it. Something stinks. And what we're anticipating is that those donations will drop to zero. Well, there's only one way that could happen. There's got to be something wrong with the food. What has happened to the food? Is it getting sprayed? Just a question. I don't know. Well, let me see. I'm going to go on. I mean, I could read these whole things, but I wouldn't have time. Well, here's an article about Bill Gates, how he's in control of agriculture and pushing unnatural seeds and big business. He's not looking out for the little guy at all. I don't know if I'm going to read that article or not. Let's see here. It's two of them, actually. Toxic Agriculture and the Gates Foundation. Interesting name. Seems like everything he does, including his, virus vaccine immunity, is toxic. It kills a lot of people. I've got a video here. It lists for years him pushing on different nations these vaccines that end up killing a lot of, and maiming a lot of people. And it's a long list. You got to be doing it on purpose when you do it time after time after time. And we know he's into depopulation. He's fanatic about it. He runs around the country preaching about it all the time. He's a fanatical depopulationist. I believe he was on the planes going to Jeffrey's Island there, too. So I think there's something. He's obviously mixed up with a bunch of the rest of these perverts. And pray against these people. They are going to do whatever they have to do to kill a lot of people. And especially if they can make it conservatives at the same time or Christians at the same time, they would love that. So I've said for years that they're spraying the highest and the most over the highest density Christian populations. I've said it, and I believe it. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation was launched in 2000 and has $46.8 billion in assets. That's enough to control a lot, right? December 2018, it is the largest charitable foundation in the world and distributes more aid for global health than any government. So they can really bribe places like the Indians who are, have food problems. And they've done that sometimes in India, and India is suing them because they killed a bunch of their people. Yeah. One of the foundation's stated goals is to globally enhance health care and reduce extreme poverty. Well, they're reducing extreme poverty by getting rid of some people. The Gates Foundation is a major funder of the CGIAR system, formerly. Never mind, I'm going to skip that. Let's see. The Gates Foundation was accused of dangerously and unaccountably distorting the direction of international development. The charges were laid out in a report by Global Justice Now. Gated development. Is the Gates Foundation always a force for good? Well, no, they're not. And according to the report, the foundation's strategy is based on deepening the role of multinational companies in the global south. The big companies that are owned by the deep state, basically. I don't need to go on. I'm going to go. look at something else here. Okay, and here's the video that I was talking about, which is a long list of vaccinations. Let's see, I think, I'm trying to remember. There was a long list of articles. Well, if you go do a search for articles on Gates and his vaccinations, you'll see what I'm talking about. It's very simple. But this one video here does such a good job. I'm going to put it on here. And how that historically he's killed or maimed many. And he's being sued in some cases for this. India has a major suit against him for wiping out a bunch of theirs. So anyway, I guess what I'm trying to point out is we've got diseases that are popping back up at this time that can go to humans, by the way, and have been proven to be able to be transmitted to humans. And, of course, you know, back like 2.7 years ago when we started telling you about the diseases sprayed from the sky, we pointed out different diseases that were beginning to pop up that had been wiped out at that time. And that was, of course, before the COVID-19 came up. But at the time, we said that other diseases could come up too. And why in America, which has been protected so well against disease, are we suddenly being taken on? Now, remember, when COVID-19 started coming into the country, they were looking at the airports and finding people with a fever, but they said that they probably had this 14 to 20-something days before they got the fever, and it was contagious at that time. So really, they were just wasting their time. But if anybody had any sense and they wanted to have some way out so that the finger couldn't be pointed at them, they would wait until it came naturally into the country and then start their spraying, which is what I feel like the Lord told me was happening. So what do you Christians out there do about this? Well, you have the authority of God. You can bind and loose, as Jesus said. Whatsoever you bind on earth is bound in heaven, you know, he said. And if any two of you agree as touching anything, it shall be done by our Father. And all things whatsoever you pray and ask for, believe you receive them, and you shall have them. You have been given authority. Ultimately, the reason these people are going to end up shooting themselves in the foot is because you prayed this down. Is it going to be prayed down before God takes out a lot of enemies? Because, as I said, they're going to shoot themselves in the foot. Their own stuff is going to kill their own people. And it's happening. It is happening. 100 and I don't know how many of the Saudis suddenly came down with it. Of course, they might have come down with it with the, what's the name of the stuff? I forget now. All of the perverts out there making this from the babies, scaring the babies et cetera. So, you know, it's happening. And I believe when it starts coming from the sky, it's going to happen even more upon the people that God chooses. See, God is in control. And in all of those instances I talked about from the Bible, God was in control. He used the person's avarice and anger against others to kill them. He has a habit of doing this. People say, why would they do this if it was going to come back on them? They haven't got sense enough to know it's going to come back on them. And the Lord's going to do it. And he is doing it. And he's doing it by your prayers. So, exercise your authority. We've had angels march into the room and stand next to each one of us and waiting for their instructions, warring angels. And warring angels in our meetings seen darting off to go do a job when we send them to go do it. You know what? You have this authority. Those angels are there as ministering spirits sent forth to do service for those that inherit salvation. That's what the Bible says. So, you know, when you exercise your authority, guess what? They go and they come back just like that. You know how long it takes them to do that? It doesn't take them long. We've watched them do it, you know, in our meetings. They go and they come back. They finish their job. They come back. So they have the instantaneous results. So you send them forth to bring this down. It will be brought down as soon as it brings them down, if you catch what I'm meaning here, okay? Exercise your, and by the way, let me say that you need to know about this immunity. I'm going to put a link of it here, the 7 steps to immunity from plagues and pestilences. I'll send it out on this text here, and you can look at that and give thought to it and let your children look at it and so on and so forth. And they're simple steps. Confess your sins, you know, on and on. And then believe God that what the Lord showed us in Exodus chapter 12 about our immunity, in Psalm 91 about our immunity, in Psalm 103, 2 and 3 about our immunity, in 1 Peter 2:24 about our immunity. Our immunity is all through the Bible. Why are people paying attention? Amen. Well, I run out of time. So, Father, thank you, Lord. I ask, Lord, that you bless the people out there to have some food and water in their houses and to remember that if they need to, they can multiply the food and water just like Jesus did. Help them to remember, Lord, these things, and also to pray and be in right standing with God. Make sure there's no leaven in their houses so that they can escape this thing. Thank you, Father, for doing this in Jesus' name. And also we pray for Michael Hare and the brethren that are joining with him, that the Lord really bless and bring forth understanding and blessing in this meeting. In Jesus' name, amen. Good night, folks.